There's a lot of people falling in that pit.
I was a different guy then. That's still the same guy. Just go to bed at a more reasonable time.
Jesus Christ. Hype I should be. I feel like we've like exhausted all our humor before we started recording.
Yeah, we probably fucked up. We are real funny. You guys should just be at the studio and
yeah, just
you get
out,
some laughs.
Hang out with us and then it'll all work out. Yeah.
Damn right. AKA the Shane Board.
Biddly boop.
Also with us is the rambling man Russell.
I am in favor of a live show.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. Let's do it then.
We need a studio audience. If you're willing to be our studio audience, please email us at draftyhugh@gmail.com.
That would be awesome. I want one like dude one that none of us knows.
It's Shia LaBeouf.
No, he'll stab us.
I'm okay with it. Not fatally. Then I'd be the guy that got stabbed by Shia LaBeouf.
Is that a new kink you've unlocked?
I don't know, maybe. Discover new kinks every day, bud. Ooh. I'm a good boy. A.K.A. WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Cody Rhodes for the win.
He did win.
Yeah.
He did win.
Finished his story.
Hell yeah, he did.
Once Upon a T has a shirt right now.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor. Could be a sponsor.
Yeah.
Liquid
Death could be a sponsor if they wanted to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once Upon a T has a t-shirt right now available for, I think, just this week that says, finished my story.
Aw. Nice. I mean, he's going to start another story, so.
Yeah. That's how wrestling works.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought he retired.
No.
No.
He won the belt, dog.
Nice.
This is the DQP Weekly. It is.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Or you talk about news.
Yep.
Movie news?
Sure.
Wrestling, maybe? Is
apparently.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I could talk about that. I only watched the night one, though.
Oh, yeah, I watched both nights. Fuck
did you?
You, buddy.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, buddy.
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 But yeah, we talk about a lot of fun stuff, because we're fun dudes.
Yeah.
We're about to have a sleepover, because we're such fun dudes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sleepover dudes.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
Fuck.
First up on this amazing show is headlines.
Headlines.
HBO is moving forward with another Game of Thrones spinoff titled Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight.
Okay.
Ooh.
The story takes place a century before the events of Game of Thrones. The story follows Sir Duncan the Tall, who will be played by Peter Claffey from the Vikings Valhalla series, and Sir Duncan's squire, Egg, played by upcoming child actor Dexter Soul Ansel. The stories of Duncan Egg are typically in a more lighthearted and intimate tone than that of the Song of Ice and Fire series.
Mm-hmm.
The Hedge Knight is expected to air sometime in 2025.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That's next year.
Along with that, though, Kit Harington has confirmed that the Jon Snow spinoff series has been canceled due to developmental issues.
Jesus Christ. Did he just have, like, the shittiest interview? Like, hey, what about this project you're doing? Nothing's happening yet. What about this other project? No, they haven't called me. What about this project? It was canceled.
Yeah. Kit said, we just couldn't find the right story to tell. Okay. Probably
it's because he knows nothing.
One doesn't exist yet. Oh, good.
I did a Game of Thrones.
I mean, they should just ask Brandon Sanderson what he's got outlined so far.
Yeah, they should. Up next on headlines.
Headlines.
TMZ reports that there are several companies working on several different documentaries related to the P. Diddy case, being dubbed a legal saga due to the amount of information and related lawsuits coming to the public eye, one of which now involves his son, Christian King Combs. Christian is accused of sexually assaulting a woman working on a yacht chartered by his father. HuffPost.com reports the suit filed last Thursday, April 4th, in Los Angeles Superior Court says Sean Combs created the circumstances that led to the assault and paid to cover it up afterwards. The suit includes an audio file that was recorded in the studio on the yacht where some of the assault took place. In the audio, the victim can be heard telling Christian Combs to stop touching her.
We recorded an assault with pro audio equipment?
Yep.
Jesus.
That's... What the fuck?
The producer in the studio was told to record everything.
What the fuck?
The fuck?
What the fuck?
You can find the full article of this recent suit.
I thought you were
going to
say full audio, and I was going to die.
Not Jesus. Yet. But...
Dude. What?
Yeah. Fucking nuts.
God damn.
Fucking nuts.
What the fuck is happening?
You're not a Saudi prince. You can't get away with literally anything, okay?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Literally insane.
Yeah. So also included in the audio, I guess you can hear Christian coercing her into drinking tequila that she believes now was spiked.
I mean, it's tequila, so... It's all spiked.
It tastes like shit either way.
Yeah. She said as the night went on, it got harder and harder to remember things, and there's like a lapse in memory.
Oh, shit.
Well,
at a certain point.
I mean, too much alcohol will do that, but also like...
Roofie will do that too.
Rohypnol will do that.
Yeah.
Why do they call them roofies?
Yeah, they should call them floories.
Or groundies.
What was that a joke in?
The Hangover.
Was that in The Hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're stealing jokes.
Yeah. We're Mencia.
Speaking of stealing property, after Starz canceled popular wrestling series Heels, Netflix has agreed to a non-exclusive streaming license granted by Lionsgate. While the series hasn't been renewed for a third season, this could be its chance at a revival if it performs well at Netflix.
Non-exclusive, though?
Yeah, non-exclusive streaming rights.
Okay.
Hmm. I've heard that show's pretty good.
Dude, Heels is so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes, and it was pretty good. I mean, I meant to watch it, apparently. Me not watching it made it get canceled.
Thanks, Shane.
Yeah.
And me, I guess, because I didn't watch it.
I definitely recommend, I mean, even with it just being two seasons, like, I still would recommend watching, especially now if we can get a third season on Netflix.
Maybe I'll watch it. I got internet now.
Oh, shit, yeah. You can watch things.
I recommend the internet.
You watch things efficiently now.
Yeah.
Like, in fast forward.
Yeah.
You got to catch up.
Yeah, I can watch everything. I got to get, like, 8 TVs.
Yeah, the tone of everything was kind of weird. Just felt rushed.
I felt rushed.
Dave.
I put 8 TVs side by side with different things, so I'm very confused to what happened.
You need to take that Limitless drug. Then you could do that.
It could be limitless.
Yeah.
Watch
I feel
all the things.
That'd be such a waste.
Just to watch everything.
Like, take some
watch.
Kind of drug that like opens your mind to like be able to do crazy things, and you use it to consume more media.
I took the Limitless pill so I could watch TV faster.
And more. What do you mean by more? I literally put multiple TVs. Got a bunch of different streaming. Like, yeah. I needed to get better internet, too, again.
Yeah.
Follow-up headline. Mm. We're all aware that Jonathan Majors was convicted, but now he has also been sentenced to a 52-week domestic violence intervention program.
What? Does that say what he actually was convicted of?
No.
Okay.
He was convicted of... domestic violence of some sort.
Yeah, I saw that he didn't have jail time.
Yeah, he got hit with like a list of misdemeanors.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you say misdemeanors?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Misdemeanors.
Who's that?
Misdemeanors.
He sounds like a bad guy. I wouldn't mess with him.
Mr. Zamini.
I wouldn't mess with misdemeanors.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so twice a week for the next 52 weeks, he gets to get told that he's a piece of shit.
As he should.
And then last up for headlines.
Like he probably gets that a lot on the internet already.
Oh, yeah.
I do it too, but it's just to myself. I'm in that class every day, dog.
I feel you.
Last up on headlines.
Yeah. What do we got?
Amazon's Fallout series, which your boys...
Yep. Our boys!
Okay, that was great. We'll be having a super special sleepover event for...
Yeah.
Has already been greenlit for a season 2 and is set to film in California with a $25 million tax credit.
Damn.
Did you see what it's rated on Rotten Tomatoes so far?
R.
Like 92, 95%, something
Fuck
like that?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I keep saying it's the best video game adaptation.
Fuck. I can only get so erect. We're about to find out tomorrow how hard Shane can get.
I'm going to pass out.
You got to throw water on him every once in a while. Look up.
Blow the tip off.
Think about baseball, Shane.
I'm thinking about wearing a baseball uniform while trudging through the Capital Wasteland.
Oh, I see it.
Ghouls in the face with a baseball bat.
Me, Walton Googlins?
Like with my Ghoulieville slugger.
But that's cool. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple of Fallout things sitting on the table right now.
There is. Is this a good part?
Oh, I don't know. Is it?
I guess it is. We talked about it. So, the drafty dudes are into Magic now.
Yeah.
And I'm like half-ass into Magic. But Nathan was able to find the Commander Fallout deck I was looking for.
Yeah.
And in that Commander deck, there's a collector booster.
There's a little sample booster.
It's got two cards in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to open it.
Here, let me hold your microphones for you.
Okay. Thanks, Shane.
You got both hands available.
This is harder to open.
Oh, there he goes. You got some... Pack opening ASMR. Don't smell them, though. They don't smell as good as cards used to.
No, they don't.
They don't.
No, they smell awful now.
I got to discover the coolest cards. Scan here to learn to find collectible treatments in Magic the Gathering.
That's not a card. That's an ad.
Oh. All right. I have Struggle for Project Purity.
Okay.
It's one card.
Yeah, that's...
And Biomass Mutation.
Those
all not good ones?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, I did it. Yay. I opened up cards.
Good well, they're job, both Dave. Like
extended art, at least.
I mean, that's cool. That one looks neat.
I think Biomass is better than Struggle, but whatever.
They look cool.
Yeah. Not all of them. A lot of them look cool. Some of the art on this one is not great. But it is what it is.
Yeah. I'm excited to play Magic with my pals.
Hell yeah, bud. That's a good deck, too.
Yes.
Billy will be so happy that someone else has it now.
I'm gonna clone it.
That seems bad. Don't do that.
It's not great.
Not great.
Bill, he got the Mothman deck.
Yes, I did.
I think Nathan also got the Mothman deck and said something to me about what do you think Billy would do if everyone was playing the Mothman deck? I think Billy would go home.
We'll wait for his response.
Nah, he wouldn't go home. He'd just be like, you guys are fucking assholes. I fucking hate that moth.
Is that last year headlines?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Good headlines, bud.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bud. We went into the unpackaging segment.
Yeah.
Where you unpackaged two Magic cards.
Yeah, two and cards.
It's a sample booster.
And an ad.
And an ad.
There's ads in your cards.
There's ads everywhere. It's ridiculous.
It's got like a Cazador on it and a Pip-Boy.
Do you know what that means after we're done with headlines?
What happens after headlines, Dave?
It's time for
recommendations.
Russell, I think you have recommendations.
I'm going to recommend it. I have three recommendations on today's episode.
Oh, yeah. It's just Russell has recommendations.
Yeah.
That's all right. I wasn't here this week. I'll spend all this episode talking. First off, I don't watch a lot of YouTube, but when I do, I recommend watching Kill Tony. I watched my first whole episode of Kill Tony earlier this week.
I ain't never going to stop watching Kill Tony.
Yeah. Is that a reference to Kill Tony?
It is. I'm also a fan. I also recommend it.
Which is also a reference to a UFC fight.
Yes. Yes.
I got deep in the YouTubes this week.
Oh, my God.
So, so Kill Tony is a open format podcast recorded in front of a live studio audience, a live bar audience, I guess.
Yeah, they film it at a club.
Yeah, a comedy club.
Comedy club.
I don't remember where it's at. Is it in Austin?
Austin.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, in Austin called Mothership. It's
Joe's place.
The Comedy Mothership.
It's Joe's place.
Who's?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Oh.
It's his club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Anyway, Kill Tony on YouTube. Check it out. Episodes look to be about anywhere from an hour and 45 to 2 hours long. You can also find reels all over the internet now. Of Kill Tony. Shit is hilarious.
It's real good. It's not for the easily offended, though.
No, it is dark.
Yeah.
Dark humor, very specifically. If you look at the reels and you look at the hashtags, almost every hashtag has dark humor in it.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, very offensive.
It's funny, though.
But it's hilarious.
Yeah. They have a lot of regulars, which is that reference.
Yeah.
Michael Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
They have a... They have popular hosts or popular comedians come on and do their panel. Pauly Shore was on last week's episode.
Yeah.
He
sucked.
He's sad now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's awful.
Yeah. But, yeah, so basically Tony has people come up and do 60 seconds of stand-up. And then interviews / judges them super hard, which typically ends up being funny. So I recommend that. And then season 2 of Invincible is out on Amazon. As I said before, the first episodes came out at the end of last year. The last 4 episodes just dropped. All of season 2 is available now on Amazon. I just finished it last night. And it's just stayed fantastic. The whole show is fucking amazing.
That show looks really cool. I've never actually seen any of it.
I want to read all the comic, because like the comic sounds insane.
Like this fucking show. I'm so mad there's only 2 seasons after almost 4 years.
Yeah.
But there's also a special about Eve. So there is a one-off episode that's like 50 minutes long that is just about Adam Eve. So there's a decent amount of content out now.
Hmm.
So you're looking at 17 episodes in total, I think. But yeah, very highly recommend watching Invincible.
Yeah.
Nice. I like the pacing. The pacing has stayed the same. Like, cause you know, they're leaving stuff out, but at the same time, like they're rushing through everything, but like the pacing is that they're rushing through everything. So like, it's very similar to season 1. It's just like, they slow down when they need to, but other than that, the pacing is like, do.
Have you watched any of it?
I have not.
Okay.
Oh, bro.
It looks really cool.
It's so good.
Maybe I'll watch that tomorrow.
It's so really good.
Can't.
You can't watch it tomorrow. We're watching something else awesome.
Yeah, we are.
Because it just, like, has moments where you're like, oh, fuck, that's nutty, and then it, like, breaks your fucking heart, and then it, like, tells several jokes in a row. Yeah. And, like, it's just so good. Like, it's...
I think my favorite thing was, like, my favorite episode was the aliens from the other dimension.
Yeah.
Because it was, like... someone else doing an episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
With superheroes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, this is fucking cool as shit.
Yeah. That's fucking great.
And it was also like funny and weird and then real dark.
Yeah. And the, yeah. And so like the over arc for season two. So season two is a little weirder than season one because season one, the over arc is all the Omni-Man stuff.
Yeah.
And then season two has a different over arc with like the Omni-Man stuff basically being like an under arc. And so the beginning, you get a lot of that over arc in the first couple episodes and then it doesn't come back till the last couple episodes.
What's the robot's name?
That's on the team?
Yeah.
Rudy.
His name's Rudy?
Yeah.
The red, like, rust-colored robot dude?
Yeah. Or you mean his, like, I don't know his superhero name, because they always call him Rudy.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. I think he has a superhero name, but...
I'm just thinking, like...
Rad Rudy.
I know, like, everything that happens loosely, because I read, like... a long wiki thing of the comic.
Yeah. And so do you know about Thaddeus?
Which I can't remember the names of everyone.
The
other Viltrumite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get to meet him.
Okay.
We're fucking
no, you're super
we're fucking
far.
Going, bud.
Yeah,
it's
going deep into it. It's already like several it like skipped a lot of small stuff.
Yeah.
To get to the, like the crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're fucking deep in this world like by the end of season two.
I'm intrigued.
But if you're like a comic book reader, I think like that's one of the like things that's cool about that comic, I think. Like if I go and read it, I think that's one of the things I'll like about it.
Yeah.
Is that it is like it's like a normal comic book, but it has this crazy shit happening eventually, like that's the overarching thing, but it's real background until it happens.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh shit, back in. Okay.
Yeah,
what we just talked about, don't attach Invincible to what we're about to suggest to Dave because it's spoilers. Dave, you should watch Eureka.
I should.
Yeah, Eureka's like probably one of the best sci-fi channel shows ever produced.
I like a sci-fi channel.
For sure.
Yeah. It has the B-movie quality, but it also has like good stories and like some good TV actors in it.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
It's pretty good.
I'll add it to my list.
Bump it up a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't
put it at the bottom.
I need an actual list.
Yeah, you do need a list.
I need a list for most things. Everything. I need a list in the calendar for most things.
Anyway, we've talked about Invincible for a while.
Yeah, so let's move on.
I want to watch that, too.
Yeah, go watch season two. And if you're Dave, go watch season one first and then watch season two.
Yeah. Watch two, then one?
One, then two.
Okay. Thank you.
You're not a time traveler.
I also watched and finished another series this past week.
Oh, Jesus.
New to Netflix is called The Three-Body Problem.
I've heard of that.
It is a very heavy sci-fi show. It's also a very interestingly heavy sci-fi show. They take a lot of concepts that have not necessarily been proven or have been a problem in the science community, and they apply it all to... not the same thing, but they take it into account over the course of most of the show. So it's very interesting.
There's also like a very heavy religious vibe in the first episode.
Across the whole show.
Okay.
And there's a reason.
Okay.
And it's very interesting. It's like you watched the first episode with me.
Yeah.
And I remember you being like, "Oof, why did I stay up to watch that?"
Well, more because I stayed up way too late. Not because it was bad, but also like the very heavy religious thing kind of put me off.
Yeah. So the very heavy, there is a very, very, very heavy religious thing throughout the series. Is very interesting. It's very, I think, very good, strong social commentary on religion. And what religion can and will do to the people and or the progression of science. The show itself is really interesting. It's based on a novel. A man named Lau...
Liu?
Liu?
Is it a man?
L-I-U. I think so. I don't know. Fuck, man. Too white for the show. Too white to read this fucking book.
It is a man. It's a Chinese computer engineer and science fiction writer.
All right.
He's a 9-time winner of China's Galaxy Award.
Yeah. His name is L-I-U. Last name C-I-X-I-N. With all due respect.
Okay. He is sometimes called Big Liu or Da Liu by his fellow science fiction writers in China.
Big Liu. Sounds good.
Yep. Go with that. It's Big Liu wrote the book.
So, yeah. However, I end up editing that all together. So, anyway, it's written off of a book. It's a trilogy, so we're probably going to get 3 seasons.
Makes sense. 3 body problem, 1 body a season.
Nope. Three body problem is the first book, and then the other books have different names.
Oh, not 2 body problem.
No.
1 body problem.
Yeah, so the first
nobody.
It's more like 3 problems, and the first problem is the 3 body problem. And then we'll probably have 2 more problems after that.
That's not that many problems.
When you know what the problems are, Dave, they're really bad problems to have.
Oh, okay. Well, I got 99 problems.
Well, I mean, it's not really it's in the first episode. In the first episode, basically, the problem is that physics doesn't work anymore.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you get later on, you find out what's wrong with physics.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Like, the story of the show is, like, fantastic. Like, the absolute, just, like, ridiculous sci-fi-ness of the show is fantastic. I bet the book is fucking amazing. Some of the series itself is not that great.
Okay.
But I think it's worth watching. If I was going to rate it, I'd probably give it, like, an 8.
Because
it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot. But there's also a bizarre Chinese murder plot behind the Netflix show. This is something I learned earlier. Lin Kui, a billionaire who helped produce the science fiction hit, was poisoned to death by a disgruntled executive. His attacker now faces the death penalty.
Whoa.
Yeah. So this article is brought to you by the New York Times, and I'm going to try to skim through some of it because it's a long article. You can find it by just searching the bizarre Chinese murder plot behind Netflix's 3-body problem, if you want to read the whole article.
Sounds like a 1-body problem now.
Damn it. Son of a bitch. Shane. That was a good joke.
Thanks. Such a good joke.
I was going to do it.
I got there.
But you did it better than me. Love you, Shane.
Love you, too.
Lin Kui was a billionaire with a dream. The video game tycoon had wanted to turn one of China's most famous science fiction novels, The Three-Body Problem, into a global hit. He had started working with Netflix and the creators of HBO series Game of Thrones to bring the international audiences.
Spoiler.
Yeah, you didn't say that, dog. Just beep that part out. So, just beep it out. It'd be funny.
Just bleep every time we say. This dude involved with the show got killed because, do we have a reason? So
he was poisoned to death in Shanghai in 2020 at the age of 39 by a disgruntled colleague. in a killing that riveted the country's tech and video gaming circles, where he had been a prominent rising star. Mm. The colleague, X-U-Y-A-O, Zhu Zhao, a 43-year-old former executive in Mr. Lin's company, was last month sentenced to the death for murder by a court in Shanghai, which called his actions extremely despicable. The court has made a few specific details public, but Mr. Lin's killing was, as a Chinese news outlet put it, as bizarre as a Hollywood blockbuster. Chinese media reports citing sources in his company and court documents have described a tale of deadly corporate ambition and rivalry with a macabre edge. Sidelined at work, Mr. Zhao reportedly exacted revenge with meticulous planning, including by testing poisons on small animals in a makeshift lab.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
He not only killed Mr. Lin, but also poisoned his own replacement. Mr. Lin had spent millions of dollars in 2014 buying up copyrights and licenses connected to the original Chinese science fiction book, The Three-Body Problem, and two others in a trilogy written by the Chinese author.
Big Liu.
Yeah, Big Liu. The Three-Body Problem tells the story of an engineer called upon by the Chinese authorities to look into a spat of suicides by scientists.
Spoilers again?
No, that's you learned that at the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Lin had wanted to build a franchise of global television shows and films akin to Star Wars and centered on the novels. Mr. Lin would eventually link up with David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, the creators of the television series Game of Thrones, to work on the Netflix project. Mr. Lin's gaming company, Yaozu Interactive, which goes by Yuzu in English, is no stranger to the HBO hit. Its best-known release is an online strategy game based on the show called Game of Thrones, Winter is Coming. Mr. Lin's fate would change when he hired Mr. Zhu, a lawyer, in 2017 to head a subsidiary of Yuzu called the Three-Body Universe that held the rights to Mr. Liu's novels. But not long afterward, Mr. Zhu was demoted and his pay was cut, apparently because of poor performance. He became furious, and according to the Chinese business magazine Caozen, as Mr. Zhu plotted his revenge, Caozen reported he built a lab in an outlying district of Shanghai where he experimented with hundreds of poisons he bought off the dark web by testing them on dogs and cats and other pets.
Dude, that's like a Criminal Minds episode.
Yeah, it sounds like an HBO exclusive show.
Jesus.
Also, we need to get better at pronouncing Chinese stuff. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caozen said Mr. Zhu was both fascinated and inspired by the American hit TV series Breaking Bad, about a cancer-stricken chemistry teacher who teaches himself to make and sell methamphetamines, eventually becoming a drug lord. Between September and December of 2020, Mr. Zhu began spiking beverages such as coffee, whiskey, and drinking water with methyl mercury chloride and bringing them into the office. Caozen reported, citing court documents, the report's details could not be independently confirmed.
What the fuck?
The fuck, dude? That's fucked up.
According to a story by The Hollywood Reporter in January, Mr. Benioff said the killing was certainly disconcerting. When you work in this business, you're expecting all sorts of issues to arise. Somebody poisoning the boss is not generally one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not?
The court said that Mr.
Just kidding, that was a joke. That was a joke?
Yeah, Russell, it was a joke.
The court said that Mr. Zhu had plotted to poison Mr. Lin and four other people over an office dispute. Its post included a picture of a speculated Mr. Zhao in the courtroom wearing an oversized beige cardigan surrounded by three police officers. The statement said more than 50 people, including members of Zhao and Mr. Lin's families, attended the sentencing. Before his untimely death, Mr. Lin was something of a celebrity in the world of young Chinese entrepreneurs. He had built his fortune in the early 2010s, riding a wave of popularity for mobile games. His bid to popularize Mr. Lau's novels was a rare attempt to export Chinese popular culture, something that has eluded China as its government yearns to wield the same soft power the United States commands with its movies, music, and sports stars. 6 years after The Three-Body Problem was first published in 2008, an English version translated by Kin Lao was released to widespread acclaim. The book won the Hugo Award, a major science fiction prize, for best novel. It counted Barack Obama and Mark Zuckerberg among its fans.
I thought you were going to skim through the article.
I did.
Damn.
Jesus.
I'm pretty much to the end. You can find the article on thenewyorktimes.com. Like I said, you can search the bizarre Chinese murder plot behind Netflix's Three-Body Problem.
That's wild.
But it's pretty fucking crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, that's...
But you recommend the show, not the murder.
Yeah, I do recommend the show. I recommend the show, don't murder people.
That's a good recommendation, too.
Yeah.
Not to murder people.
Yeah.
I recommend don't murder.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. And remember, murder is in cold blood. I am a fan of self-defense.
Self-defense is good.
Yeah.
If someone crosses your path, wishes you harm, you should destroy them.
Omerta. Is that all we have for recommendations?
Yeah, I'm done.
It was good, though, buddy. I liked it. A lot of stuff that I need to watch that I probably won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've been watching.
Speaking of what Dave's watched.
Yes, Shane?
What's in Dave's VCR this week?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Shane. The first thing I watched, I got two for today.
Oh.
I got a two for. I got a bonus tape.
Fuck yeah.
Got a bonus tape. The first one is admittedly not in my VCR, since someone else's VCR. But Friday, I went and hung out with my buddy Jay, and we watched a tape. We watched 1981's The Burning.
Okay.
You guys ever heard of The Burning?
Nope.
It was, I believe, before Friday the 13th.
Okay.
But it's very heavily, Friday the 13th, very heavily inspired by it.
Oh, okay.
Friday the 13th did it better. But the synopsis is, a former summer camp caretaker, horribly burned from a prank gone wrong, lurks around an upstate New York summer camp bent on killing the teenagers responsible for his disfigurement.
I think I have heard of that. I just didn't remember the name of it.
Yeah. It's very Friday the 13th-esque. The ones with Jason, not the first Friday the 13th. Spoiler. Yeah. Spoiler from a movie from the 80s.
Isn't the first one's like 79?
I think so. I don't know. But the first one's his mom. Jason's mom.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
But The Burning is, it's not great, but it's important. If you like horror, it's important because it's basically the basis for all those type of summer camp murder movies.
Okay.
And also, surprisingly, Jason Alexander is in this movie.
Whoa.
George Costanza is in this movie.
Am I George Costanza?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's very young, but like... He sounds and looks the exact same, but just...
Still bald, though, right?
No, he's got hair in this one.
Oh, fuck.
He's got hair in this movie. But he, like, sounds the exact same. I'm like, shut up, George. but, yeah, it's not great. The special effects... sorry, the horror sequences is what it says in the credits. It's all done by Tom Savini.
Whoa. Do you know who wrote that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, should I say it?
No, go ahead.
I'll say it.
I was just asking.
It was written by the Weinsteins.
Harvey.
Harvey and Harvey. His brother.
Oh, Harvey
and his brother.
Himself?
Yeah.
Oh, wild.
There's, after knowing that, watching this movie, you're like, we started calling, like, oh, there's a Weinstein shot. when it's focusing on, you know, specifically boobs, women and boobs vaginas. And yeah, it's like, ooh. So that was a little weird.
Was that filmed before? Because it came out in 81, according to IMDb, and Friday the 13th came out in 80.
Maybe not then. I always thought The Burning was before Friday the 13th.
I thought so too, but...
But maybe not. But, or The Burning may have been filmed before.
I don't know.
I don't really know.
I know there was, like, a lot of weird shit around those movies, like, the filming and stuff, and, like, a lot of incest of crews and
yeah.
stuff. Whereas, like, yeah, the writer for this talked to the guy that was working on this other one, and, like, they had no idea what kind of movie they were making, and he told them this, and they just made the same movie but different.
Yeah. It's what this is, basically.
Yeah.
It's, I mean... I say it's not good, like, it's still a fun watch. It's just, it suffers from, like, an early 80s horror movie. It's kind of boring.
Sure.
There are some cool kills that they kind of cut away from, which kind of sucks. That's largely due to budget.
Yeah.
Also, most of the scenes that take place at night, there's no lights.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of just...
Darkness.
Darkness and, like, oh... The moon was out that night, so you can kind of see someone.
Yeah, girl yeah. screaming.
Yeah.
Maybe her tits in the moonlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tits in the moonlight.
That's a great song.
It is a great song.
I'm just thinking about beautiful. It right now.
Beautiful song. But yeah, The Burning, 1981. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 77%.
That seems high.
And that's pretty high. That seems high.
It seems high.
I give it like a 58.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not terrible, like I said, but, like, it does suffer from being an early yeah. slasher.
Yeah.
Tom Savini did the special effects, though, so that's cool. Tom also did Friday the 13th stuff, so it's like...
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's just like, you guys know what I did last summer?
It's kind of I don't think he did that one.
Same fucking thing.
I don't think he did that one.
No. Yeah, not that movie.
Oh, okay.
Just, oh, like, was that about... an accident? I thought that was on purpose.
Also, so that's The Burning.
Okay, yeah.
I have a bonus tape.
Yeah, what's the bonus tape?
So that same night, my buddy, who's also a horror director, I probably talked about him a couple times in the show.
No, not even once.
I haven't?
No.
I think I have. But, fuck Russell. A couple weeks ago, his brand new movie played at a found footage horror festival in San Francisco.
Nice.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've not seen it yet. I really want to watch it. I have seen there's a couple of people who've done reviews about it already, his movie, mm-hmm. and the reviews are fantastic.
Sweet.
And I'm so proud of that dude. Shout out to Jay. Super proud of that guy. I'll probably talk about it on the show once I watch the show, watch the movie. But while he was there, he ran to another super independent director, and he ended up buying his movie on tape.
Oh, shit.
This movie's called Flesh Games.
That I was going to ask if it was porn. It sounds like porn.
sort of. So, super independent film. But it is basically these group of dudes that are trying their best to be like Jackass, CKY, punks kind of thing.
Okay.
And they're filming their own Jackass type stuff.
Yeah.
Their own skateboard promos.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And then shit goes dark.
Fuck
shit
yeah.
turns dark.
All right. I would have loved this in 2004.
Yeah, this sounds cool.
It feels like that. Like, they did a super good job. I don't know if it was... I think it was shot on video.
Okay.
So they shot it on video? I'm pretty sure. I can't confirm.
Like, with a cassette recorder?
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It feels like you're watching a fucking forbidden, like, 1990s Jackass. Like, you just stumbled across someone's fucked up tape they tried to get big with.
So, like, a bunch of the stuff that you would see on Kazaa.
Yeah.
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 This all sounds great.
It's super good. It's pretty fucked up.
Sure.
Some of the choices they made are a little weird. I can't quite tell if it was my VCR or like the parts.
Yeah.
But it would like black out for a second.
Yeah.
And that was a little much at times.
Mm-hmm.
But like I knew what they were going for.
Yeah.
Like the tape fucking up. That happened a little too much. But overall, it was pretty good. It was like funny in spots, like, but like what it really nailed was the tone. Like if you like, I grew up with like, you know, Jackass and the people that want to be in Jackass.
Yeah.
And it feels like that. They really good. Nailed that down.
Good.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know if you could watch it anywhere. I don't know if it's like streaming or anything.
What'd you say it was called? I know it's a name
Games.
I shouldn't have forgot. Flesh Games.
Flesh Games.
That's so fucking hot.
You're gonna get a porn.
Yep.
There's a movie called Gates of Flesh.
That's not it.
No, that's not it, but it popped up. Okay, so I got two. Who did you say follows a group of stuntmen and comedians who achieved little to no success?
That one.
David Dawson?
That's it, sure.
Director, written and directed by, stars Jordan Acosta. Or Jordan and Mike, the characters?
Yes.
Okay.
Then. I think they're the same. Yep, that's, yeah.
I showed him the cover.
Oh, yeah, it's got a pretty gnarly cover. It looks like something Shane would have drawn.
Pretty much. The tape that he let me borrow has a cool clamshell. It's like pink and it has that cover on it.
That sounds fucking dope.
Yeah. If you guys had a VCR, I'd bring it over.
Yeah, so while listed on IMDb,
there is no information.
None whatsoever.
I don't know if he's trivia. I don't know if like he's doing just like the independent festival scene with it or if it's new. I don't know anything about it. Other than he said he met the director and he was super nice and he bought the tape.
Well, the director is known for The Long Weekend, Do Not Disturb, and Firework, which also all appear to be independent films.
Which is awesome. That's my jam.
Yeah, this guy's got a list.
Cool. There is a trailer on YouTube.
Oh, is there?
Yep.
Is it just a trailer?
Yeah. It sounds like it came out last year. There was a showing at a festival in September.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about it other than it's interesting. Like, it's cool. And when it gets dark, it gets pretty dark, and it really, like, the way it's shot really nails down, like, makes it even creepier.
Yeah. No, it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I want to watch it.
Get a VCR.
We'll just get a VCR. Jeez, we're made of money.
Yeah, just get a VCR.
Or go to Goodwill, I guess.
But yeah, that's what's in my VCR that was someone else's VCR.
List of things I thought someone would tell me in 2024. Not on the list was get a VCR.
Well, you don't hang out with me enough then. But yeah, that's what's in my VCR this week.
Fuck yes, Dave.
And then,
you guys know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
It's time for the most famous part of the show.
Oh, the most famous part?
The most famous part, probably, that I just made up right now.
Tatum Talk.
Nope, it's time for Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
Good, I didn't want to talk about Channing anyway.
Yeah, you do. You always want to talk about
every day. Every day he tating him in.
Every day he tating. Tater's gonna tate.
What?
I don't know. All right, I got. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Some hot trivia.
Yeah.
I got 10 questions.
Okay.
This one it's a recurring one. We haven't done it in a little while. You guys ready for a...
Oh, no.
Hell yeah or hell no quiz?
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I did not do good at this last time.
You didn't?
I don't know what's cool.
You didn't? You don't? You guys ready?
Yeah.
I need buzzers first. Russell, what's your buzzer?
Oh,
we switched it up on us.
I did.
I was ready.
I was not.
Keep it on your toes.
He wasn't ready.
Okay. Nice. I like that one.
Perfect. Shane.
Bro.
Hell yeah. You guys ready?
Hell yeah.
For the first question of the hell yeah quiz?
Yes.
Or hell no. When our football team wins the big one?
Bro. He wasn't ready.
Shane.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, bro.
Love that shit, dude. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Go football team.
Fucking sports guys.
That's us. Big sportsmen. That's us. Number two. When you get an onion ring in your fry bag?
Bro.
Shane.
Hell yeah. Bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Isn't hell that yeah. great?
Hell yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Rule. Number three.
I think Russell forgot his fucking buzzer.
I think he did, too.
It's just a lot. It's kind of exhausting, honestly.
Also, he needs to pick it up. Number three. Homeless and scared kittens.
Bro.
Shane.
Hell no.
Dude. Hell no, dude.
Hell no.
Hell fucking no, dude.
Bro, I think that's terrible, bro.
Yeah, that's terrible, bro. Yeah. Hell no.
I might cry, bro.
Dude, bro. Keep it easy. Bro. It's okay. Number four. You're going to.
Okay.
You're going to be. Ready. You're like number four. You ready?
I'm ready.
Russell, pick it up.
Yep.
Snow days?
He bro! Ready.
Think that's Russell.
I think it was.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Bro. Snow hell days.
Yeah!
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Number five. You're on the board, Russell.
I got a point.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Jesus. Number five. A machine gun wielding monkey that fights for your right to party?
Bro.
Shane?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
Go ahead and recommend Hip Monkey here again.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
All right. Number six, growing apart from people that you used to be super close with?
He wasn't ready.
Russell.
Hell no, bro.
Hell no, hell dude. No. Hell no. Fucking no, dude. Hell no.
Bro. Number
Shane.
5.5. My can of liquid death is empty.
Beep.
Hell.
Dave.
Hell no, dude.
Hell no, dude.
Hell no, dude. Hell no. That reminds me that liquid death exists. Yum, 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 yum.
Go ahead and recommend liquid death again here.
Yep.
Slaughterberry. Tastes good.
It's a good one. Number seven.
Oh, 6.5, not 5.5. Whatever, yep. It can go anywhere.
Hell yeah, dude. Ready? Number seven?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rad skateboard tricks?
Bro.
He wasn't ready.
Shane!
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Dude, that was a rad trick, dude. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. Number eight.
Hell yeah, bro.
Mops.
Bro.
Shane.
Mops? Hell no, bro.
Hell no, dude. Hell no. Hell no, man.
What do you even do with that?
Yeah. What?
Hell no.
What? Yeah. Hell no. Russell, you're not doing very well, man.
I like mops.
Ooh. Oh, hell no. Number nine.
Like janitor. Where's your name tag, bro?
Yeah, bro. Number nine. Hugging the homies?
Bro.
Shane.
Hell yeah.
Hell bro. Yeah. Dude, hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Russell, I'm starting to think Russell doesn't know the difference between hell yeah and hell no.
Hell yeah, bro.
Number 10.
Let's go.
The last question. Friendship?
He wasn't ready.
Oh. Shane. Russell, I mean, that's a hell no. Hell no for me. Hell no for me. Yeah. For Russell.
Friendship, Dave. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, friendship.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Russell. Friendship.
Hell yeah.
You still haven't asked about banana bread at work, bro.
Maybe next time.
I know the answer to that one.
me too, man. It's hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah, bro.
Skunks, bro?
Hell no. When you scratch your eye and it's still itchy, bro? Hell no.
Banana bread at work, bro?
Hell yeah. All right, well, Shane is one.
How old is that fucking video? That we keep referencing.
Doesn't matter.
I love it. Shane is one. Hanging Big Brain with Tave.
Hell yeah, bro.
Russell, you should probably pick it up next time.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I still love you.
Love you too, Dave. Yeah, because friendship.
Because of friendship.
Hey, you know what else is hell yeah?
What?
There's this place in town that has ice cream. I mean, they have a bunch of different ice cream, but they have this one that is banana bread ice cream.
What?
And dude, it is so good.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Can we get it tomorrow?
Bro.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, God, I'm even more excited for tomorrow.
It's so good.
It's going to get jacked up on sugar and be in bed by 9:30.
Fucking I'll pass out on the couch.
All right. Unfortunately, since the end of Hanging Big Brain with Dave, hopefully he cuts that out, but he doesn't because he never does.
Dude,
he likes to make me look like a fool.
Smoke a whole bunch of weed right before we did Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
Hell yeah, bro.
I swear to God we didn't.
Hell yeah. It's the end of the show.
Hell no, bro.
Hell no, bro.
But this is the DQP Weekly.
Yeah.
And I've been, yep, boy.
Yep, boy.
And with me, as always, is the Shane Dog. A.K.A. Shane Nasty.
Ew, that's gross.
Also with us is Russell the Love Muscle.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
A.K.A. Producer Russell.
Thanks for joining us on the Drafted Quarters Podcast Network. Find us on all your social media.
You're welcome.
Searching DraftyQ.
Been a real long pause there.
Drafty Quarters Productions. find us on Patreon, where we are uploading our DQP Does the MCU series. You have one episode every 2 weeks. Listen to us trudge through the greater points of the MCU currently. You can join us for $1.
$1!
Uno dollar!
Yes. You can also find our Amazon wish list in the show notes.
That is not $1.
That is not. That's lots of dollars.
I mean, it's several $1.
Think about it that way and spend your money appropriately.
Severin tease $1.
Tease?
Titties?
Titties? Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah.
Anyway, please send us your comments, thoughts, concerns to our inbox at draftyq@gmail.com.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, really just, like, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And engaging with us.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah.
I love doing this with my buddies. Without this show, I never would be having a sleepover with my buddies in my 30s.
Yeah.
Magical time.
Yeah.
But that's all we have. That's all we have, so I guess, you know what, Shane?
What?
I guess we'll catch you on the flip side.
Mm.
And don't let Russell, you're me, love.
Bye!
Bye-bye.